2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Here it is, a massive 15-minute morning show podcast. Yay, us!
Yay! The whole family.
You know what? I always wonder why my mom. Oh, there's Coaster
there's
Boy Josh.
Yeah.
I always wonder why my mother cried every time we had a holiday together. I thought it's because she fucking hated us, but it turns out she always loved having all of her kids around the table at the same time, so she could see us all at the same time. So, you know what? If you're watching this 15-minute morning show podcast, this is our family. This is our core. This is our foundation, and we don't all get to see each other every day. And I know every once in a while I'll hear from, you know, Josh will send me a picture of his new pizza crust creation.
It looks
Andrew,
so good.
You know, he's always there to send flowers to funerals, just in case. Smiling Steven we talk to. And, of course, look at Sassy Diamond over there and Allie. So if you're wondering who all these people are, this is our family. There's Froggy. There's Scotty B. There's Scary. There's Gandhi. There's Allie. There's Santa Garrett, there's Deanna, and there's Straight Nate, and there's Danielle, and there's Diamond, and there's Smiling Steven, and there's Tony Malay, and there's David Brody, and Coaster Boy Josh, and of course producer Sam and Andrew. So
woo!
That's a lot of us.
It's a lot of us.
God, I forgot there were so many of us.
The 15 minutes are over. Anyway,
yeah.
this has been a weird year. I'm just hoping and praying that next year we can all be together again.
I'm getting used to this.
There have been advantages to this. So can we? I know this is corny. Can we just go around the room and just keep it short and just keep it sassy? What's on your mind as we end our year? Froggy, we'll start with you. You and your gator hat.
I'm just. I mean, I know it sounds so cliche and so it's such like bullshit, but it's really not. I'm just so thankful to still be here. I mean, I had it almost all ripped away from me just 2 months ago, and so to be able to sit here and feel pretty damn good again and be able to be a part of this amazing family is just, I'm the luckiest person alive. So thank you.
There you go. Hey, Andrew, aww, come on.
Hello.
You can say whatever you want.
I'm so thankful to have you all in my life. I'm so thankful that, you know, like Froggy said, we all are in good health right now. And yeah, hopefully 2021 on to bigger and better things for everybody. And we can all be together again.
See, when you do these around the room things and people know that they're coming up, they're like, oh, God, I have to be sappy. And you don't. I'll do mine. We've had a great year together. I can't fucking wait to get away from you all.
I'm right there waiting.
Well, then I'll add that to the end of mine. I can't wait to fucking get away from you all.
I will tell you, I'm living in isolation on a farm for 9 months now. And these next 2 weeks are going to be kind of weird. I'm going to be alone most of it, and it's going to be weird not having you guys every morning. So I'll try to get used to it. Scotty B, what do you think?
I just think that it's, you know, this has forced us to all become closer with each other at home and at work, I think. I mean, the fact that my wife and I haven't killed each other yet and the kids are still alive, it just shows how strong we are and how much we love each other. And with you guys, too, and Skiri and Nate, my cohorts here every single morning, it's just I love being around these two. And it's just nice to have gotten much closer with them because we work so closely together every day.
There you go. Hey, producer aww, Sam, it's your turn.
My God, what's on my mind? I am just so impressed with the whole show that we can still actually do this stuff, because when I was the first one sent home because of my sister's bachelorette party in Miami.
Remember that?
And I do. Oh, do I remember? And I heard everyone else was going home afterwards. I don't know that I've ever experienced that kind of petrified soul. I was really worried about everyone and all of us, and how are we going to do this, and how is it going to be interesting, and how are listeners going to connect? And here we are, however long later, months later, and it's still going down. So I'm just really amazed at the adjustment, and it's an odd comfort. So I really can't wait to be able to see all you guys, even if some of you decide not to see us again in person because you like the home life. But you know, I'm really proud and just grateful that we managed to morph into this and we can keep doing it.
We love you, Producer Sam. You do win first place in the Dumbass Maneuver Award for going to a bachelorette party during the pandemic.
Yes.
But runner-up is Andrew, who went to China. Hello.
That's right. Yeah.
Japan.
Japan. Sorry, yeah, the Dumbass Award, runner-up. Coaster Boy Josh, rubbing the sleepies out of your eyes. Where are you? Are you in Cleveland? Are you in New York, New Jersey? Where are you?
New Jersey, Jersey City.
Yeah. You've been perfecting your pizza dough. You should see how he does this. I can't wait for you to teach me.
Yeah, I'm on a deep dish, Chicago deep dish kick right now.
Wow, so. Look at that. You're advancing. Nice, is there anything on your mind, Josh, you want to share with your family?
I guess I'm so thankful. I never thought I'd say this for the Cleveland Browns. They're actually doing well this year.
Good for you,
and I
Josh.
Haven't showered in 4 days.
Yeah, Josh.
Wow. You look sparkling clean to me.
Balls. Yep. How do you feel about Cleveland renaming its baseball team this year?
I love it. I'm all for it.
There you go.
Yeah, Josh.
This is my Josh. Yeah. Now, Tony Mollet. See, Tony Mollet, by the way, got the biggest hug from our iHeart family yesterday because all of our digitals, which he's in charge of at iHeart New York, were beyond expectations. And I was, as I said in my email to you, in a world where businesses are going out of business and businesses are struggling, your business actually gained momentum and actually won big. Congratulations, Tony.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, that's not without the help of everybody. And I know we keep saying that, like, all the content and all the shit that we put together day to day to day, I mean, that's what drives those numbers.
It's all the shit. You're right.
All the shit is all the shit. But no, this year's been nuts because it's like digital is always 24/7. Bang, 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 bang. But with everybody at stay at home and like having to reimagine all the shit that we do, just like this right now, it's just become even more and more and more. And we were able to kick ass and take advantage of it. So
keep in mind, we did the stay-at-home ball. Remember that? We did the big the drag show. We've done a lot of stuff with Tony and all the stuff that just keeps us on every day. We love you, Tony. Yeah. Also, you're wondering who Smiling Steven is. Steven Cranen. Steven, say hi, Steven.
Hi, Steven.
Steven used to work with us in New York, and now he produces our show at Q102 in Philly. But he's a member of our family. We just wanted to include you today and say we love you, Steven, and your beard.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys, too. And thank you so much for making me part of your family. I truly appreciate it.
Well, it's your family now. Now you're fucking stuck with us.
Sorry. Can't get out.
Hey, Scary, what's on your mind?
Well, no, you know what? I mean, you know me. I'm a very social person, and I really, really miss the physicality, the in-person energy that
the hugging.
I miss it all. I miss the random stuff that normally happens that usually gets on the air and creates radio gold. So, you know, the Zoom thing is great. I get to see all your faces every day, and some of you not so much. But I cannot wait for the in-person energy to return. I know it will very soon into 2021. And I just want to say I love you all. And furthermore, Nate and Scotty and I have rummaged through all of your desks by this point because you guys haven't been here since March. So we took all your valuables and we threw away Deanna's plant, which was...
Oh, you should have seen that plant.
No.
It was a tumbleweed. Yeah. It was awful.
I took all the pennies.
Scotty took the pennies.
There's someone who I miss seeing every day who has that spark of energy that it's beyond the spark that we've ever seen before, and that's Diamond. You know what, Diamond?
Yeah.
Not being with you every morning has been just, it really has sucked. But how are you doing? And what do you want to say to the family today?
Let me
get back to her.
I'm like one.
Diamond?
Diamond, you get to start over. Okay, start over.
You couldn't hear me?
And now we can. Don't get sassy with me. Now we can hear you. Go ahead.
So I was saying that I miss you guys too, but I'm like one of the listeners who listens every morning and laughs, and like the people who call in who are like, you guys make my day every morning. You guys are literally hilarious. Like, I know I'm funny, but you guys are really funny. Okay?
Thanks.
Well, we miss you. And you know? You have to know Diamond to understand the energy that she possesses. She is a walking, talking volcano. We miss you. We can't wait to be in the room with you again. And Allie Gold. So everything we do social, everything we do with our Instagram and our Facebook and everything, It's all Allie. And Allie's with us every day, along with Deanna, with video. We'll get to Deanna in a second. But you're with us every day making sure that we're doing the right thing. Allie, ever since you've come to join our family, the whole world has changed for us. We cannot thank you enough.
I love you guys. And honestly, like through all this, just as it's important for you guys to stay on the air and people to listen to you, people seeing your faces, the comments and DMs we get, posting the 15-minute morning show video every day, like they just love you guys so much. And it comforts them seeing you guys every day. So thank you for giving us that content every day. And I love you guys. I miss you.
We miss you too, Allie.
Can
so
I
Deanna,
tell you,
what's that?
Can I tell you, I lightly offered Allie another position a few months ago, like, hey, there's this stuff opening. Do you want to explore, you know, moving? And she's like, you're out of your fucking mind. I love my job.
Good.
I'm not going anywhere.
Wow.
Yeah. Allie.
Believe me.
Turning down promotions.
Yeah. Turning down promotions.
Turning down the positive possibilities. Oh, well.
Yeah, meanwhile, Tony, stop trying to steal our team.
Yeah, stop it. Go away, Tony. Hey, yeah. Dave Brody, it's your turn. What's
up? Well, you know, Sam reminded me she was the first one off the show when the pandemic hit. I was, I don't know, fifth or sixth because you guys got it down to a bare minimum. So I left home about 2 days before you guys did. And I remember how awful those 2 days were, not being part of the show, not having home equipment. So I really had no way to participate. And so I remember that Friday going on Amazon and ordering everything I needed, you know, from this stand to hold the phone, microphones, boom arms, you know, everything to be part of it that Monday morning. So it's been unbelievable, thanks to technology, that we've been able to do this, to keep this thing going. Because if I had not be part of this for the last 9 months, I would have gone insane. The thing I'm also thankful for is I've got to sort of be the chauffeur around here and the helper. So while my wife's at work, I'm doing all the things with the kids now, driving them, picking them up, running errands. So I feel like I'm much more useful and I get to spend more time with the kids. So that's been a blessing.
Well, you can be our new official chauffeur for the show.
Sure. Yeah, I'll take rides.
Yeah, not a problem. I'll pick you up wherever you are, buddy.
So Deanna Moore. Deanna is in charge of everything video for our show. And since our show has become such a video show, thanks to everything she does behind the scenes and editing and thinking things through, along with Allie and with Tony, we're everywhere. This is really your first year doing this with us officially, right? It's been about a year. How you doing?
I was hired for your show last Jingle Ball, so it was literally a year ago, which is crazy. But I'm just so yesterday I went into the office for the first time basically since March, and I saw Skiri, and it was amazing because like we haven't seen each other. And I'm just so excited. I thought it was going to be so weird to be in there because we haven't been there, but it felt like it was just like coming home. And I can't wait for us all to be in there and for me to be in your faces with a camera again and for all the amazing content we're going to get when we're back together. And I'm just like looking forward to that so much. It like gets me through the day because it's so hard being like in my apartment every day trying to like come up with content. It's just hard. And I can't wait to like be in person doing it together. It's going to be fun.
Well, thank you for all your contributions this year, Deanna. They've been just amazing. Just incredible.
Oh, you're welcome.
You make us look better than we really look. Yeah. Santa Garrett.
Mm.
Sorry to catch you mid-suck.
Well, good at it. Shout out to Target for this cheap Santa suit. One of the last ones there. My alcohol intake has gone up and I've become stronger.
He's bad Santa.
Yes. But on a serious note, you know, with my family going through a hell of a lot of stuff, just like many people have, from surgeries to heart attacks to transplants, and then to come back, you know, with Froggy and Uncle Johnny, to have this as the sane normalcy of my life, I appreciate it. So thank you guys. I love you.
Wow. This is the sane normalcy of your life? That really sucks.
I know. How fucked up is that?
I know. And Straight Nate. Hey, yeah. Straight Nate.
Hi, Gay Elvis.
well, that's me.
Well, I'm glad, you know, I'm very happy for Elvis. I'm going to say this, and I don't know if he wants me to say it, but I know, let me just give a quick analogy. You know, Elvis, right now you're looking at him, and he's got one square here in this Zoom room. But he's actually the little black line connecting everybody together. I know Elvis has done things to keep us all here, Mm-hmm. I know he has gone above and beyond to make sure that we're here and happy. And without him, none of us are here. So, Elvis, thank you. As much as I love seeing Skiri and Scotty every day, without you, we wouldn't be able to see each other. And I'm so thankful that you you're with us. And I don't know what else to say. So thank you, Elvis. And I know everybody feels the same way.
Sure.
You, definitely. You bring us all together and you keep us together.
Yep. So thank you for that. Well, God help us live through this next year.
But Nate would marry you now. I know that.
You cried at my wedding because you wanted it to be you.
Yeah, I did.
Not Alex.
You would.
I remember.
And finally, I saved my sisters for last. Gandhi, I mean, you've been with our show for how long now? 3 years? Is that
two
right?
Two and some change. Yeah, feels like 100 in a good way.
I know.
Not in a bad way.
But we all agree that you're such an unbelievable gift, and you keep giving every single day.
It's the
day.
Gift that keeps on giving.
It's true.
I love you. I feel, and like everyone said, this is going to sound so corny, but I feel so lucky, hashtag blessed, to have gone through this year and all of these crazy things. If we take a step back and look at all the things that have happened, we all went through it together. So I'm so glad that I look at this room and the insanity that was 2020. I got to experience with all of you who made it easier, who made it better. I am so proud of everybody here for being able to pull it together on the fly so fast and being able to just transition from one day we're all staring at each other and having a good time, kicking each other under a desk, and the next day we're all home and we haven't seen each other in 9 months now. And I just think that it's such a testament to the team and how strong everybody here is, and no one dropped the ball or fucked it up. Like, it has been great, and I love you guys. It's been awesome.
Actually, our show is about dropping the ball and fucking it up.
True.
We're very good
there were no real, real ball drops and fuck-ups, which, you know, we could do. But we've been pretty good, and I'm just so proud of everybody here. Like, you guys are the best.
Yeah, so I do think back. You kind of reminded me of everything that's happened since March 15th or whatever. I mean, all the tears, all the laughter. This is without doubt, and I'm not going to speak for all of you, but I'll sort of speak for all of you. The most challenging year of our lives. I know our professional lives, I must assume. My sister Danielle, I saved you for last.
I love you. So first of all, I want to tell the ladies that I miss your butt smacks very much.
Wow. Yeah, me too.
Running around smacking. Okay, Scotty, and your butt smacks too.
Yay.
That's okay. But, you know, I feel like since my dad passed away, you know, last November, it's been just like a big smushed blur. And, you know, getting to spend more time at home with my kids and my husband every single day, that has been a total blessing because they lift me up every single morning. They make me laugh, as you can see, and they really make me smile. But getting to do this every day for over 25 years and adding people to the family all the time, I feel like Elvis, I think, does that this is really the best family ever. And you guys have gotten me through so many things. I know I can always rely on you for everything, to make me smile, to make me laugh. And the listeners, the same way. Like, I know that when I'm down and I'm having a crappy day, I'll get a DM from a listener that says, oh my gosh, I'm doing this and going through this, and you have no idea how much you guys made it better. And that in itself just makes me feel like what we do is important and it helps so many people. So I just want to thank you guys and my family just for being the most wonderful, amazing people in the world. And I cannot wait till I can give you all hugs in person again. So thank you.
We love you, Danielle.
Love you.
I just want to say real quick that I'm going to lick every person in this room when I see you, so get ready.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't you dare.
Not if I lick you first.
I don't know.
Not if I lick you first.
You're going to get that vaccine first.
Oh, God. Well, look, I don't know. Everyone's supposed to have some boxes moved around, so I'm hoping I got everyone. Did I get everyone?
Yeah, I think you got everyone.
Yeah, just start at the beginning and do it again if you want.
What about Charlie?
From the top.
How are we doing on time, Froggy?
We're over, but you know what? It's perfect.
All right. So in closing, we'll see each other again in person one day. Until then, let's just keep moving forward. Just know that I love each and every one of you for so many different reasons. And I hope you have the merriest of Christmases and the ending of Hanukkahs and the incredible New Year's. And I love you. And that's it.
Love you,
love
Elvis.
You.
Love you guys.
Love
See you.
You
in 2021.
Oh. Wait, Gandhi's taking a picture.
Oh, yes.
Smile, I did take a picture. Yeah, wait, everyone, let's smile, time for the thumbnail.
On 3, 1, 2.
Hey.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you all.
Love you.
Bye. Merry Christmas, guys. Bye.
Thank you all.
I smile at Steven.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.